Welcome to our deep dive. You ready to dig into Horizon High School's campus improvement plan for 2024-2025?
All right, let's do it.
We've got the documents, and we're going to go beyond just the numbers.
Yeah, get to the heart of how they're trying to make things better for all their students.
So before we get into the nitty-gritty, can you give me the big picture?
I'd say the main theme is a real dedication to this idea of holistic education.
Okay.
They're not ignoring those standardized test scores, but they want 90% of their students to graduate proficient in at least one core subject by June 2025.
90%, that's ambitious, right?
Yeah, it is. And it kind of sets the stage for everything else they're doing. Mm-hmm. A safe and supportive learning environment, a big drop in in-school suspensions, and then really putting effort into their staff and community.
That's where that holistic thing comes in? I guess it's more than just academics, huh?
It really is.
So how do they plan to pull all this off? I mean, where do they even start?
Well, if we look at that 90% proficiency goal,
Okay. They're
putting together a bunch of support systems.
Blah.
Small group instruction for students struggling in ELA and math one-on-one tutoring Saturday school.
Saturday school? Wow.
Yeah.
They're serious, huh?
Mm.
Brings back memories, not always good ones.
Right.
But it could make a big difference for some.
That's the idea. And they're tailoring support for ESL students, too, and making sure students with disabilities have what they need.
So it's about figuring out what each student needs and helping them.
Exactly.
What about reducing suspensions? That seems like a whole other challenge.
Yeah, it's a different focus, but still connected.
Okay.
They're being proactive with discipline, clear and consistent policies in every classroom.
Gotcha.
And they're providing professional development for teachers' classroom management de-escalation techniques.
So they're giving teachers tools to stop problems before they even start.
Exactly. And get this, they're teaching students about resolving conflicts and positive behavior.
Oh, wow.
So they're creating a more respectful school all around.
I like that, giving students the power to be part of the solution.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned community engagement earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Where does that fit in?
This is where things get really interesting.
Okay.
Horizon High is serious about building relationships with parents and the whole community.
Mm.
They're planning at least 2 community meetings a year, one in September, one in June.
Right.
And encouraging parents to come to school events.
So it's not just sending out a newsletter and hoping for the best.
Oh, no. They really want that back and forth.
Mm.
They want parents and community members giving feedback.
Wow.
Because they know everyone's invested in the school's success.
They really have put a lot of thought into this plan, it seems like.
Yeah. It's not just checking boxes. It's a whole shift in how they do things.
Now that you mention it, I've noticed how much they focus on the staff in all of this.
Right.
They get that none of this works without dedicated and supported teachers and administrators.
Totally. They make recruiting and keeping really good people a big part of their plan.
Okay.
Professional development, creating a good work environment, really investing in their staff.
It's like they're saying, hey, our staff is our most valuable asset.
Exactly.
So we've got these big goals, a real focus on supporting student, staff, and the community.
Yeah.
Are there any specific programs or things they're doing that stand out to you as like innovative or impactful?
One thing that really caught my eye is how they're tackling those specific challenges that some students face.
Oh, like what?
They're going head on at issues like homelessness and kids who don't have access to technology.
That's so important. Those are huge obstacles for some kids. It's great they're doing something about it.
Absolutely. And they've got these interesting programs, AVID and Power Reading, to give extra help to students who need it.
Wait, hold on. What are AVID and Power Reading?
Sure. AVID stands for Advancement Via Individual Determination. It helps students develop the skills they need for college.
Oh, okay.
Organization, study strategies, critical thinking, all that. And Power Reading focuses on reading fluency and comprehension.
Gotcha. So they're giving students the tools to succeed in school and beyond. But it's 2025, so I'm guessing technology is a big part of all this, too.
You bet. They use it to track student progress, figure out where more support is needed, even to build a better school culture.
Wait, technology for a better culture? How does that work?
Well, one example is their new Positive Behavior Intervention and Support System, PBIS.
Okay.
It helps create a positive learning environment by focusing on teaching good behavior. They even use software to keep track of student behavior and progress.
Interesting. So it's not just about punishing bad behavior. It's about rewarding good behavior.
You got it. And they're putting their money where their mouth is. They've allocated $2,600 to make sure PBIS works.
Okay, now I'm really curious about this budget.
Where?
It sounds like they have a lot planned. How are they going to pay for it all?
That is a great question. And that's exactly what we're going to dive into next.
All right, get ready to crunch some numbers.
Let's do it. Welcome back.
Now it's time for the nitty-gritty, the budget.
All right, let's talk money.
How are they going to fund all these amazing programs? Let's open up this budget.
Okay, so they want to recruit and keep great teachers and staff, right? They have allocated $1,000 just for that.
That's a good amount. What would that money be used for?
Well, they're emphasizing professional development things like conferences, workshops, maybe even extra money for teachers to get more certifications.
So they're not just trying to find good teachers. They want to help them grow.
Exactly. And remember that PBIS system we talked about?
The one that uses data to track student behavior and encourage good interactions?
Yep. They're putting $2,600 towards making that system work. Things like materials, training for staff, maybe even software.
It's interesting how they're using data for academics and to make a more positive school. Mm. Seems like they're really into data-driven decisions.
They are, and it makes sense. Data can show them what's working, what's not, and where to make changes.
Data is important, but it can be pricey.
Yeah.
Were there any budget items that surprised you?
Honestly, I was impressed by how carefully they're using their money. Like, they put $200 for student incentives and rewards.
That's not much. But it shows they're thinking about motivating students in creative ways.
Right. Even small rewards can make a difference.
We can't talk about school budgets and not talk about safety. Did they put money aside for that specifically?
Well, there's no line item just for safety, but some of the funds for other things like PBIS can actually make the school safer.
How so?
Well, if they're dealing with behavior problems early on and teaching kids to solve conflicts peacefully, that prevents a lot of safety issues from happening.
That's a good point. It's not just about security cameras or guards. It's about building a respectful environment.
Exactly. And that's all over their plan. They want safety and well-being to be part of everything at school.
We've talked a lot about numbers, but let's not forget about the students.
Yeah.
How will this budget directly affect their lives?
Good point. The money for those academic programs like AVID and Power Reading will give students who need help the resources to succeed.
So they're not just setting high goals. They're giving kids what they need to reach them.
Right. And the support for ESL students will help them feel more confident and welcome.
And we can't forget the help for homeless students and those without technology. Those are huge.
Absolutely. It's all about getting rid of the things that keep a kid from learning.
So as we wrap up this budget talk, what's the main thing you want our listeners to remember?
I'd say the main thing is that Horizon High is really thinking carefully about how they're spending their money. They're focusing on what will help students the most.
They're not just spending money, they're investing in solutions.
Exactly. And they're being open about it all, which helps build trust with the community.
Very true.
Oh.
But we all know that even the best plans can go wrong. So next time, we'll talk about how Horizon High is prepared to change their plan if they need to. Stay tuned. All right, we're back for our final look at Horizon High's plan.
We've talked about their goals and how they're going to pay for it all, but now comes the real test, actually making it happen.
Exactly, because even with the best plans, things change. You never know what's going to come up.
That, right.
Yeah.
So how are they going to adapt and stay flexible throughout the year?
Well, they've got this whole monitoring and evaluation system built in.
Oh, yeah. They're not just setting goals and hoping for the best.
Nope. They're checking their progress all year long to make sure they're on track.
Smart move. Like for that 90% proficiency goal, they'll be looking at things at the end of each semester.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
You don't want to wait till the very end to see if you're falling behind.
Yeah.
But what data are they using? Is it all test scores and grades?
Actually, it's a lot more than that. They'll look at state assessments.
Yeah.
But also things like discipline referrals and even attendance.
Wow. So they're really trying to get a complete picture of how everything's working.
And they're not just collecting data for fun. They've got this Campus Improvement Plan Committee.
The CIP Committee.
Right. They're the ones who take all that information and figure out what's working and what needs to change.
So it's a team effort.
It is. People from all over the school community are on the committee. They meet regularly throughout the year, looking at the data and making recommendations.
That's great. You need everyone talking and working together if you really want to meet the school's needs.
And they're willing to change things up if something's not working. They know being flexible is important.
Okay, but let's say something totally crazy happens. Like a huge budget cut or a natural disaster. Does their plan have anything for that?
That's a great question. And actually, yeah, their plan does say that crazy things can happen. They've got some backup plans and they talk a lot about communication and problem solving.
So they're not just ignoring the possibility of things going wrong.
Nope, they're preparing for it, which shows how committed they are to creating a good learning environment no matter what.
I'm really impressed with this plan. It's thoughtful, data-driven, and compassionate.
Me too. They're facing the tough challenges head on, and they're making sure everyone in the school community is part of the process.
So what's the big takeaway here for our listeners?
I think we've given you a real look inside Horizon High. They're not just talking about change. They're planning for it, measuring it, and adapting when they need to.
It shows that they're serious about creating a good, supportive place for every student to learn.
And don't forget, this plan is a work in progress. It'll change throughout the year as they learn new things.
That's right. So stay informed, ask questions, and share your thoughts. You're a part of this too.
Absolutely. This is a journey, not a race, and the whole school community needs to work together for it to be successful.
Well said. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into Horizon High's plan. We hope you learned something.
And we hope you're inspired to make a difference in your own community. We'll be back soon with another deep dive into something important. Until then, keep learning, keep asking questions, and keep digging deeper.